Now we're going to go into the whole Indian, whether or not it can be prophecy today. So let's see. 18. Here's where the Rebbe begins this part. Kiva Sharambam may be Zoiz Besefer Halachas Halachas. Being that the Rambam brings the halachas of the rule of prophecy in his Sefer. You know, the Rambam wrote many Svarim. The Rambam wrote a Sefer which is commentary on Mishnayos. It's called Pirush HaMishnayos LaRambam. The Rambam wrote a Sefer which is philosophy, which is called Meir Nebuchim. And the Rambam wrote a Sefer which is halacha, and that's the Mishnah Torah. So where did he write about Nebuah in his Sefer, which he clearly states this is only a book of halacha? Ubagdome, the Rambam prefaces the halachas by saying, Miyisoidei Hadas, that one of the foundations of our faith is to know that Hashem gives someone prophecy all the time. Moving so from this, it's understood, Shazui Halacha Hanegas Lebnei Yisrael B'chol HaDeus. Now this is a halacha that's relevant to all the in all generations. Agam Shomru Chazal, although our Chachamim say, Yishameisu Neviim Achreinim, that once the later Neviim, the later prophets, passed away, who are they? Chagi, Zechari, Malachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Yisrael. At that point, the Ruach HaKodesh left the Jewish people. So therefore, how can we say that this law of prophecy is relevant now? There's no prophecy now because it all stopped once Chagi, Zechari, Malachi passed away. When did they pass away? This is in the time after the Churban Bayis Rishon and before the Bayis Sheni. Dubar Pam, the Rebbe has said, I've already spoken about this once before. Apirish Bazeh, the meaning of these words are Loishin is batal lagamri. Not that prophecy was totally discontinued. El nistalka, the words are nistalka. It doesn't say batla or poska. In Hebrew, if it would say batla or poska, then it would mean discontinued or totally eliminated. If it says nistalka, then it means something else. What does nistalka mean? Nistalka means it's not as common as it used to be. And it's obvious from this, Shagam la'achizeh matzonu hashros ruchakodesh atzakamu v'kamu. We find by many people, even after the second base of English in recent times, many people that they had the Ruach HaKodesh, they had prophecy. Ukumuvan gam izeh shebesifre halachas. The Rambam writes a book of halachas and he writes the laws of Nebuah. Bein kol atnoyim, amongst all the conditions, b'negei l'nebuah, regarding prophecy, ein harambam maybe shum tnoyim b'negei l'zman ha'nebuah. The Rambam brings no conditions regarding the time of prophecy. But before we go to page 19, let's go back to 18 for one moment. On the bottom it says, Ha'orah 78. The Rebbe makes reference to the Reb Chaim Vital, Shar HaGdusha. These are the words of Reb Chaim Vital. Banhogas Ruach HaKodesh Bizmanenu Zeh, regarding Ruach HaKodesh in our times, Al Yishayish Odom, people should not give up, that they can't have this experience. Kini v'pasuk Dvoira Isha Neviya, on the pasuk where it says that Dvoira was a prophetess, Tana Dvei Elio, it says that the Yeshiva of Elio taught the following, Meidani Olai Shamayim Baruch. Heaven and earth will testify for me that what I'm saying now is true. That Ve'ish Ve'isha, a man or a woman, Ve'in Goy Ve'in Yisrael, Ve'in Eved Ve'in Shivcha, yes, other nations are Jewish people, a slave or a maid, Hakol Ve'maisa, it all depends only on your actions. If your actions are appropriate, then Ruach HaKodesh Shoyd Olam, then a spirit of prophecy will dwell on you. Then he concludes by saying, with our own ears we've heard, with our own eyes we've seen, Yechidus Gula, exceptional people, his Sigul Madregas Ruach HaKodesh, that in our times, he's writing, Reb Chaim Vital lived 400 years ago, we ourselves have seen people at Ruach HaKodesh. Vahoyu Magidim Asidus, and they would tell us the future. So here we see clearly that there is such a thing today as well. V'yiseirim azar. So by the way, by the Rambam, it's important to know that Rambam is a sefer that is used by everyone when it comes to learning Gemara, everything else. People make reference to Rambam to look up how he understands different things in the Gemara. And there are a lot of, at least a number of books that were written, they're called Kloliya Rambam, which means rules how to understand Rambam. And there's certain accepted rules by everyone how we understand Rambam. And this is one of them, when the Rambam talks about a certain halacha. And then he gives a list of conditions when this halacha applies. And if there's a certain condition that's not mentioned there, it means by definition that he does not hold by that condition. In other words, the Rambam says to be a Navi, you have to be on this level, you have to be the simcha, you can only do it in such a way, you can have to be asleep, all the different conditions that he gives. Then he doesn't give a condition that it can only be in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. That means that he's saying that it could be at all times. Even though he doesn't say the word that it could be at all times, the mere fact that he gives a list of conditions and doesn't list this, that's the way it means. Anyone who argues this, it's only because they don't study Rambam and they don't know what the approach is to Rambam. But if you would know that, you would see that this is a rule applied to everything in the Rambam. It's like people will learn Gemara or Mishnah and draw their own conclusions without knowing how you're supposed to study Gemara and Mishnah. There's something even more explicit than this, where just a few little quotes. On the bottom of page 19, we have the footnotes there. If you would like to take a look where it says Haraibit. The Raibit is also one of the early commentaries. He lived a little bit after the Rambam. And he writes, Ruach HaKodesh Ayfiyah Bebeis Mother Shema. Which means in our shul, in his shul, Ruach HaKodesh appeared there. In other words, we experience prophecy. And he based on that, gives a certain ruling whether something is right or wrong. Another thing, Rabbi Eliyahu Melundrish, another person by the name of Rabbi Eliyahu Melundrish, Mibali HaTaisvus, he was from the Yeshiva of Taisvus. These were the great tzaddikim of France that they wrote the Taisvus. They lived about 700 years ago. He writes the following, Nishalti b'chalaymi, this question I asked in my dream, V'an b'chalaymi, I got an answer in my dream, V'ikots, I woke up in Shinosi, from my sleep, this dream was a prophecy, and now he's giving over what the prophecy was. So again, we see people clearly stating that they had prophecy, even after, years after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Here's another sefer called Birkas Avram, and he writes like this, Hoyo Dvar Hashem Elai B'magza, the words of Hashem came to me in a vision, and the words were that Shuvasi Amiti, that what I answered on this and this, is true. Again, he says clearly that he had a spiritual vision. Say the Sifsi Kaina Latera, says of the Shach, another commentary on Chumash. This is even a later commentary. He lived 300 years ago. And he writes, Hashem Nigla Elaiba Chaloyim Atzorayim. He had a dream during the day, and the secrets of Hashem were revealed to me. The Chaloyim Bechizyonis Laila Nigla Li Misayin Hashem. So he's saying clearly that the secrets are revealed to me in a dream, which is basically Ruach HaKodesh. Generally speaking, this is one of the things the Rambam writes, that generally speaking, prophecy does not come to a person while they was awake. This is the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other prophets, even the prophets in those days. He was the only one that was able to receive prophecy when he was fully awake. Okay, in fact, in the bottom it says, footnote all the way in the bottom of the page, it says there was a person by the name of Ezra HaNavi, and his name is found in the Gemara, and he's one of the Bali Tosfos. In other words, in the Gemara on the side, the commentary of Tosfos brings a commentary, one of the Rabbanim who wrote, his name was Rabbi Ezra HaNavi. And this is really, it's very interesting. Unfortunately, like many other things, it's shocking how little knowledge people have in this subject, that people take things for granted. But there are people who argue that there can be no prophecy today, it's unacceptable. And these are people who study Gemara, and yet in the Gemara and on the Tosfos, there's the name of someone who was quoted more than once, and his name is Rabbi Ezra HaNavi, Rabbi Ezra the Prophet. without any question.